The subject for today's topic is the great vow practice method of Earth Stall Bodhisattva.
在我们建基这里的每一个月，我们第三个礼拜天是吧？我们都有地藏经的共修。
For here in this center, every month, the third week, we practice this method.
Okay, 你们都有参加过吗？
Have you participated before?
Okay, 好。那个时候你们对地藏经什么感觉？觉得地藏经好长，对吗？分成三中下三卷，然后那个感觉大概就是这样子吧。
How, what did you feel with those participated? Did you feel it's really a long practice?There's like three sections of the practice.
另外的时候，人家大概都觉得说地藏经大概就是家里有人往生的时候啊，才会去诵地藏经嘛，哈。
The other common belief is that when we practice this method, it is because one of our family members or close loved ones has passed away.
但是在东珠禅寺，除了我们每一个月的一次的地藏经的共修之外，其实我们大家不晓得还记不记得，我们每一年有两次，就是配合中国人的习俗，在春秋有两季的，我们都会来诵。就是四月份的时候，在中我们四月份的时候，我们会有一个清明报恩的法会。那早上的时候，我们会诵三十系念，下午地藏经。那另外在我们中国的七月份叫中元节的，就是我们现在这边大概是八九月的时候，我们有一个叫孝月。同样的，我们早上有三十系念，下午也有地藏经的共修。相反是早上地藏经哦，三十系念。OK， 好。
In addition to every third week of the month, we practice this method. Every year, one in spring, the other is autumn. We also practice. We have a special ceremony. One in the spring is called Qingming Dharma Assembly. In the morning, we recite the ritual of Amitabha Sutra.
早上。
In the morning, yeah. We recite the Earth Stall Sutra, yes. In the afternoon, we recite Amitabha Sutra in three sections. And the autumn, we practice the following the lunar year of Chinese. We also have a special praying ceremony in the autumn.
我想说，我们这么常常在诵地藏经的时候，对地藏经，我们对它是不是真的了解？所以这就是我这次要讲这个地藏经的主要的目的。
Now, as you can see, in a year, you know, first is every third week of the month, plus these two special ceremonies. So we really, in the schedule, you can see we really practice a lot of this method. It dawns to me whether we really understand this method well. That's why, prompt me to give a talk about this today.
佛教呢，从印度传到中国，大概就是在汉朝的时候嘛。汉明帝做梦的时候，夜梦惊人，然后早上起来他就开始去找，到底这是怎么发生什么事情。从那个时候开始，就派遣使者到天竺去求道，然后慢慢的把佛法传到中国来。
Now Buddhism transmitted to China, it's around the Han Dynasty.During that time, the emperor had a dream. Dreamed about something, prompted him to do a deeper search, and that started this whole result of that, of the Buddhism coming into China.
然后佛法传入中国之后，在唐朝的时候盛传一时，可是慢慢的来到清朝，开始有喇嘛教进来之后，甚至到清末明初的时候。其实很多人对佛教是误解的。
And to the height of Han Dynasty is the height of Buddhism in China. And then over the history, till the end of the Qing Dynasty, at that point, actually Buddhism has already been it's changed its form, the purity is already not there because the influence of other sector of Buddhism, for example, the Tibetan Buddhism was introduced in there in that time. So it's really, at that time, it's not very correctly understand of the Buddha Dhamma during that time.
在清末明初有一个学者叫做吴智辉，你们大概听过这个名字吧？我想西方人不见得，但是中国人应该知道吴智辉。这吴智辉菩萨那时候是讲，他说佛教啊是死人的宗教，死人的宗教是专门为死人服务的，所以那时候认为佛教只是为了度亡，为度亡者。
So the popular understanding of Buddhism during that time, end of the Qing Dynasty, beginning of Ming, is that that religion is just for the dead people. And especially there's a scholar during the time by the name of Zhihui Wu. He basically said, you know, Buddhism is a religion for dead people.
但是圣严师父呢，他早年出家哦，他很早就出家了。他到13岁的时候有因缘到上海读上海佛学院的时候，他虽然那个时候他的生活还是个金灿僧，专门在为死人服务的赶金灿，感到非常的辛苦，可是他有因缘开始研读佛经。
Even our 师父 Master 圣严 when he started become a monk when he was 13 year old, he started the same way was you know, doing services for the dead people. But he had this good causes conditions for him to really study Buddhism in a much deeper way.
师父那时候讲过一句话，到现在大家都常常听到，他说佛法这么好，知道的人这么少，误解的人这么多，所以他就知道说，其实佛法不是只是为了度亡，重要的是为了利益生者。
And Master Sun Yuan early on had a realization about the Buddhism at that time. He feels that Buddha Dharma is so great, but people that know Buddha Dharma so few, and people misunderstood the Dharma so many. So he really made a great vow, wanted to change that situation to really bring the true meaning of Buddha Dharma to people.
所以师父就发愿说，他要在他有生之年用各种方法把佛法让大家都能够听闻，都能够了解，而且都能够运用。
So he made a great vow. He vowed that he will really study Buddha Dharma well and teach people so that they have the correct understanding of Buddha Dharma.
所以我也想说，我们常常在诵地藏经，其实我们应该彻底的了解地藏经到底在说些什么，地藏菩萨到底在因地发了哪一些的愿，他到底希望我们透过地藏经来学习些什么东西，地藏经到底是度亡还是利生。
Therefore, when we recite the Earth Stall Sutra, we really need to understand what the sutra is actually telling us, what kind of vows the Earth Stall Bodhisattva made, and what kind of practice he had done, and is this sutra really is for the deceased or is also for the living?
好，我们回来讲说，我们知道有四大菩萨，对吗？好，有观世音菩萨的大悲，对，文殊菩萨的大智，还有地藏菩萨的大愿，还有普贤菩萨的大恨。那普贤菩萨的大恨，上一次我讲经的事已经把它讲完了，所以今天我们来 focus 在地藏菩萨的大愿的法门。
We all know there are four great bodhisattva. That we're very familiar with. One is Avalokitesvara, symbolizing great compassion. Manjushri Bodhisattva, symbolizing great wisdom. And Earthstall Bodhisattva, symbolizing great vow. And Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, symbolizing great practice. Now, Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great practice, we had talked about it in the past.Now, today we're talking about Earthstall Bodhisattva's great vow.
好，那我们谈谈地藏菩萨的法门，它主要的包含三大部分，叫做信，然后愿跟行。它重视信仰，重视发愿，重视修行。
There are three sectors of the practice method of Earth Store Bodhisattva. First is faith, second is vow, and the third is practice.
好，那我们再看在信的方面，在信仰方面，首先我们要相信地藏菩萨他发的愿是真的。
The first section is the faith. We have to believe that the vows that Earth Store Bodhisattva made are real.
好，接着我们要在愿的部分呢，我们要学习地藏菩萨发了这么大的愿。
In addition, we have to learn from him to make these kind of great vows.
那在行的方面，它就几个方面了。第一个是我们要学习地藏菩萨广度众生。
In the aspect of practice, we also have to learn from him to practice for the purpose of delivering innumerable sentient beings.
另外呢，我们也可以诵持地藏菩萨的名号，诵持地藏菩萨的经典。
Also, in the practice part, we also have to recite the sutra, also recite Earth Store Bodhisattva's name.
然后另外呢，我们要修习地藏菩萨教我们怎么样忏悔，怎么样消除我们的业障。
As well as learn from him how to repent, how to sever our karmic obstructions.
假如说佛法呢，只是听闻，只是听闻，但是你还没有办法实际上让你落实能够修行的话，它只是一个佛学而已。
If when we study Buddha Dharma, it's only listen, we only listen to and trying to understand the concept and not practice, then that is just studying for another knowledge.
好，接着我们要看看地藏菩萨的法门，基本上有三部经是相关的。在我们根据这个藏经翻译的先后的次序呢，有三部经。第一部经叫做《赞察善恶业报经》，它有两卷，它是隋朝的时候菩提灯他所翻译的。这部经主要是介绍地藏菩萨的法门。
When we study this Earth Store Bodhisattva method, practice method, there are three very important sutras. First one is this sutra called Investigating Good and Evil Karmic Obstructions. There are two sections in this sutra.
好，第二部经叫做大圣大吉地藏十轮经，这有十卷，是唐朝的时候玄奘大师所翻译的，主要是介绍地藏菩萨的功德。
The first sutra is introducing the method of practice particularly. The second sutra is the Mahayana Great Collection of Earth Store Ten Wheels of Sutra. This one has 10 chapters introducing Earth Store Bodhisattva's merits.
第三部经就大家比较熟悉的，就地藏菩萨的本愿经，它是两卷，唐朝的时候的十刹难陀所翻译的。
The third one is the one that we are more familiar with, which is the Sutra of Earth Store Bodhisattva Original Vow, and that has two versions of translations for this particular sutra.
好，那上面我们刚刚讲那个赞察善恶业报经跟大圣大吉地藏十轮经，这两部经其实介绍非常多的地藏的法门，但是为什么我们常常在诵的是第三部经，就是地藏菩萨本愿经？因为这部经讲的地藏菩萨在修行的时候发了非常多的愿，同时告诉我们怎么修行，然后一旦要是你的业报是下地狱的时候，怎么样能够从地狱能够脱离。
Now of these three sutras, the third sutra, the last one we mentioned, is the one most popular among Buddhist practitioners. That is because this sutra illustrates the Earth Store Bodhisattva's great vows, the way to practice. Also, it mentioned how to deliver those beings already are in the earth, hell realms, how to deliver them from away from that.
最近其实很流行所谓的生死学，对吗？我们常听到生死学这个名词。那就正好有因缘听到师父开始，师父讲什么叫生死学， 生死学重点就是讲生命的学问跟死亡的学问。
Now recently it's quite popular、you will hear people talk about the、study of、life and death. Now what exactly about this、study of life and death?
好，所谓的生命学问主要是讲就讲什么生命的成长啊，生命的发展啊，生命的转变啊，生命的改善啊，还有我们的生命周遭的环境。
It really talks about how the life comes about, how life developed, how the transformation of life, how do we improve our life, improve our living environment.
当然有很多很多的角度来谈论它。那我们谈到生命，其实生命有很多的方向，比如说有短暂的生命、现实的生命跟永恒的生命。其实佛教的讲的就是当下的生命，其实跟谈到永恒的生命。
And when we talk about life, from the time perspective, there are short, there are practical, and also eternal life.
那接着我们谈一下，假如是死亡的死亡这个部分呢，在社会还没有完全进步到一个安定繁荣的时候，觉得死亡就是一个事实，就是一个现象而已，就是一个人生命的结束。但实际上不只是这样子的。
Now when we talk about death, when we study about death, actually in an advanced society where people enjoy a stable and rich life, death is just sort of like a matter of fact.
好，要研究死亡，其实死亡要怎么样，使得很有意义，使得很有价值，使得很有尊严，而且死亡死的时候很清楚，知道自己要死亡。怎么样面对死亡，怎么样准备死亡，这样才知道说死亡其实不是一个自然现象，其实要很多很多的东西我们要去面对的。
So when we study how to die with meaning, value and dignity, and how to die with a clear mind including understanding about death and how to prepare for and face death is something that most people never think about. Death is a natural process and it's unavoidable.
好，那佛教怎么来看待这个生死？其实佛教就是讲生老病死的，我们就在谈生老病死。所以当初释迦牟尼佛为什么要出家，他最后为什么能够成佛，其实他就是发现人有生老病死的这四大的苦，所以他出家去了，他的主要的目的就是解决生老病死的现象。
Now how does a Buddhist look at the issue of life and death? We like to talk about itFrom the Buddhist perspective, Buddhism talks about birth, old age, illness, and death. Shakyamuni Buddha left home to seek enlightenment after discovering the inevitable of birth, old age, illness, and death. This is why he became a monk. He wanted to find a way to transcend the suffering of birth, aging, illness, and death.
那既然这个生老病死现象是永远存在，只要有生命有出有生就有老跟死的过程。他说那这个如何从这个生老病死的中间过程当中，我们不要有那么多的烦恼，不要制造那么多的痛苦，不要有那么多的无奈，其实这个就是佛法。
These phenomena exist forever, yet in the midst of birth, aging, illness and death, how can we have less vexation, incur less suffering and reduce feelings of helplessness? This is what the Dharma is about.
所以到死亡的那一刹那，假如说你是欢欢喜喜的离开，不是很悲惨的离开，不管任何状况下，你都是应该欢欢喜喜、高高兴兴的离开。所以那个时候，那个死亡就是有尊严的，这个才叫做生死学。
Therefore, at that moment of facing death, if you are able to really face it with joyful mind, really face it saying there's really nothing to be afraid of, you know, take it joyfully, then this is really someone knows how to study well about death.
所以我觉得其实我们在诵地藏经的时候，地藏经其实就谈到生死学的问题。
Therefore, when we recite the sutra of Earth's Door Sutra, it is talking about life and death.
好，接着我们来开始介绍地藏经。我们首先介绍什么叫地藏。其实在很多很多的经典都会介绍到地藏菩萨。好，那我们就可以讲说 地这个字就是蕴藏万物，让众生在这边取之不尽用之不竭，所以地藏可以说它就是让我们能够安定稳定的在这边生活。
Let's explain this meaning of earth store. Earth store is like the earth containing everything we need to serve, to live in a calm and stable life.
所以地藏菩萨的大，他的大愿就是也是他的大悲法门，重点就是解决一切凡夫众生在当下这一生生前到死后的来生的这个问题，然后甚至到达到成佛之际之前的所有的修行方法。
So this method of Earth Store Bodhisattva is actually contain this great compassionate vow. The vow will help us solving these life and death problems so that we practice accordingly until we reach Buddhahood.
我们讲说我们这个正报身有四大，对吗？我们讲四大假和地水火风嘛，对吗？哦，那我们知道说这个地就是身体的这个坚硬的部分，包括我们的骨骼啊、肌肉啊、牙齿，甚至我们的纤维啊等等，这些坚硬的东西叫地嘛。然后水就是身体的血液啊、液体的部分，尿液、汗液等。火就是我们身体的热度，风就是我们的呼吸。这个身体的内四大其实就是来自于外四大的。
This physical body of oursare put together by four elements, earth, water, fire, and wind. Earth is this materialistic, these things, the heart, you know, our bones, skins, these are the element. These parts belong to the earth element. The water element is all liquid, blood, mucus, etc. And the wind part is the heat, the temperature, containing our body,and the wind element also. So these four element is contain the inner body. This also is connect with the outer four elements of the environment.
我们可以想想看，比如说我们当我们是一个胎儿的时候，在母亲肚子里面，我们的母亲吃的就是外四大的东西。我们生下来之后呢，我们其实就是取自于外四大的东西来成就我们这个内四大的东西，所以是内外的这个部分非常的相关。同样的，众生也是一样，地藏菩萨的所有的法门就是可以帮助我们解决这一个色身的问题。
So when we were in our mother's womb, we take the nutrients from our mother. Our mother takes the nutrients from the external environment. So in other words, our life is sustained based on the external four elements that will nurture our inner four elements.
好，所以我们刚刚把地藏讲完之后，我们就要讲地藏菩萨。地藏菩萨到底是谁？他到底是谁？只是现在呢，我们对他的了解，只是从《地藏菩萨本愿经》知道说，他在距离现在无数无数的阿僧祇劫以前的一切菩萨，他发的非常大的愿。他愿意度过去现在跟未来的一切众生都能够成佛之后他才成佛，我们只知道他现在还没有成佛。
So this earth store, the meaning of the earth store simply stated is that if you practice this method, everything you need to attain Buddhahood is there. It's like the earth providing everything you need to live. Now let's talk about who's thisEarth Store Bodhisattva. He, according to the sutra, has attained Buddhahood many sanghas, sanghayas before. But because of his great vow, he vowed not to attain. I'm sorry, I contradict myself. So this Bodhisattva, many lifetimes ago, had made a great vow to deliver all beings in the hell realms. He won't attain Buddhahood until the hell realm is empty. So he has been existed for many, for a very long time.
所以他现在还是一位菩萨，他还没有成佛。
So now he's still a bodhisattva, not a Buddha.
好，所以今天呢，我今天的重点会 focus 在《赞察善恶业报经》来谈论他。
Today's focus is on the first sutra we talked about. These three important sutras when we study this method. The first one is the investigating of good and evil karmic obstructions.
好，重点就是介绍地藏菩萨的法门。
The main point is to introducing the practice method of Erstal Bodhisattva.
好，那我们再看，我们首先看地藏菩萨的他的本事愿力，他的愿力。
Let's look at his original the power of his original vow.
在这个经里面讲，这个释迦牟尼佛在介绍这个地藏菩萨的时候，他是讲到说，这地藏菩萨呢，他的愿力非常的大，他化现在十方，然后对尤其对这个五浊二世的这个众生特别的厚爱，所以他本愿就重点 focus 在。我这个五浊二世的众生呢，也能够接受他的教化，他的化度，所以他十一劫以来，通通在这个娑婆世界，来庄严我们这个世界，成熟我们这个世界的众生。
According to the sutra, Shakyamuni Buddha, when he introduced this particular bodhisattva, he talks about this bodhisattva has really great affinity with this Saha world. Because of that,because of his great vows, want to deliver the beings in this Saha world, he has stayed here for 11 Sangha. Kalpas? Yeah, Kalpas, sorry.
好，在这个法会当中呢，释迦牟尼佛特别介绍地藏菩萨，他的相好非常的庄严而且殊胜。这个相好庄严殊胜呢，是其他菩萨没有办法比的。纵使在娑婆世界教化这么多众生的，比如说普贤菩萨啊、观世音菩萨之外，其他没有人可以跟他相比。
In the sutra, Shakyamuni Buddha also introduced the appearance of this bodhisattva. It is so great that there's not many great bodhisattva could compare with. Only bodhisattva like Avalokiteshvara.Or Samantabhadra Bodhisattva or can compare with him.
好，这个经里面又介绍说，这个地藏菩萨的本事愿力，他重点还能够满足一切众生的所求所愿。
Also, he introduced that this Erstal Bodhisattva's great vow could satisfy all beings whatever they seek for.
当一切众生有重罪、重业障的时候，你来求地藏菩萨，然后依着地藏菩萨的法门来修行的时候，可以消除所有的重罪、所有的障碍，而且能够当下得到解脱，心能够自在而安稳。
Also, when beings feel vexed, they really feel really troubled. If they practice this method and seek help from the Erstal Bodhisattva, then gradually their mind will be settled and their mind will be more at ease.And by practice following this method, then their vexation will be delivered and will be decreased gradually.
所以这样看起来，地藏菩萨的本事愿力重点就是要帮助众生消除所有的重罪，而且身心自在。假如说你觉得你这业障深重，刚刚菩萨跟我说，法师我生病了好久，业障深重。我说，假如说你觉得是这样的话，你就应该修行地藏法门哦。
Therefore, so if you feel that you really are troubled by this heavy karmic obstructions, then this is the method for you to take up and practice. This then will help you deliver this heavy karmic obstructions.
地藏菩萨他还有另外一个名字，叫做善安慰说者。
There's another name given to this.Particular bodhisattva, this name has it's called someone who is really expert in comforting others.
就是他会用一些方法来善巧来安慰一些人。地藏菩萨说的佛法 尤其是开导这个出发心的菩萨，告诉他说众生都能够成佛的时候，很多人会觉得说我怎么可能可以成佛，可他就是用方法告诉众生，众生就是可以成佛，而且能够得到超度，所以他的名字叫做善安慰说者。
The reason that he's being given this name is he's really very good at using expedient means, helping particularly those beginners to comfort them, to give them faith, to encourage them, to tell them if you practice, eventually you will be you will alleviate all the sufferings and be able to have a joyful life and eventually achieve Buddhahood.
我常常喜欢问，请问你们会成佛吗？
I often like to ask people, do you believe you will attain Buddha?
我举起手我看看。
Raise your hand if you do believe you will attain Buddha one day.
请放下。是，谢谢。Eventually, OK. 其实佛经就告诉我们，众生都有佛性，对吗？我们都能够成佛，要深信佛经啊，深信佛法。所以这个相信就不容易了。
It is very important to believe that, you know, you will attain Buddhahood one day. So the mere fact you are able to really have this faith itself is not easy.
所有这个娑婆世界的众生呢，我们就应该来接受地藏菩萨的这样的一个法门，而且让我们能够得到超度。
So all the beings in the Saha world really should practice this method. By practicing it, the beings will be able to deliver themselves away from the suffering.
很多人认为这个超度是超度死人，对吧？哦，其实地藏经超度了，在尤其在赞财业报经超度的不是死人，是生者。
So many people have this wrong belief that this method actually is to deliver the dead people. Actually, according to this particular sutra, the investigating good, evil, karmic obstruction actually is teaching the living how to deliver their obstructions.
好，那前面我讲就讲地藏菩萨的愿嘛，下面我看看地藏菩萨教我们怎么样来发愿。我们往下谈地藏菩萨教我们怎么样来发愿。
Next, I will talk about how this Bodhisattva teaches how to make vows.
第一个叫做礼敬十方佛法僧三宝。
First, we have to pay respect to Buddhas of the Ten Directions and Dharma and Sangha of Three Jewels. We have to pay respect to the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the Three Jewels in the Ten Directions.
好，第一个就是说我们要先起一个至诚心，诚恳心，然后礼十方的一切诸佛，同时要发愿，愿一切众生都能够早日的亲近供养十方的诸佛，而且能够听闻诸佛说法。
First, we really have to arise this mind of sincerity. With that mind of sincerityPay respect to all Buddhas of the Ten Directions. At the same time, we make vows. We vow that all sentient beings can be able to also have the opportunity to become closer and be able to offer to all the Buddhas in the Ten Directions, listen to the Buddha Dharmas.
另外呢，要回向，回向一切众生都能够得到利益，而且能够早日亲近十方三世诸佛，而且听闻诸佛说法。
Also, we need to transfer all the merits that we accumulated through our practice. So these merits will go to all sentient beings, so that they could also get benefit and be able to have the opportunity to listen to the Dharmas and practice the Dharmas, be able to also pay respect to all the Buddhas in the Ten Directions.
所以这个有三个层次，第一个层次就是我们自己能够礼十方的诸佛，然后第二是发愿，愿一切众生都能够亲近佛法，第三个层次就是回向，回向一切众生都能够得到利益，这是三个层次。
So there are three steps. First, we pay respect to all Buddhas. And the second, we make vows that vow that we are able to listen to the Buddha Dhamma and be able to practice and gain benefits from it. And the third one is, through the merits of our practice, we transfer those merits to all others so they could also benefit from the Buddha Dhamma.
好，这个是叫做礼佛嘛，哈。好，第二个部分我们叫要礼法，就是要赤诚恳切的心去顶礼十方的一切法藏，法藏哈就是经典。另外呢，另外令十方一切众生呢都能够很快的能够受持、读诵、修行这些法门。另外呢，要具备能够跟别人分享佛法的能力。
The second part is to pay respect to all the Dharma in the 10 directions. And we will first make the vow and vow that we will also be able to listen to the Dharma and practice the Dharma and gain benefit from that, and also vow that all sentient beings can also do so.
所以它有个层，三个层次，第一个是自己能够理十方的法，一切的法，另外呢，一切众生都能够因为能够因缘受持，另外就是第三个层次，能够有能力跟别人分享佛法，还是有三个层次。
This also has three levels, similar to the one we just talked about. First, we pay respect to all the dharmas, and the second is be able to practice and benefit oneself and others, and the third one, with the merits that accumulated from practicing, we also transfer that to all beings.
好，第三个就是礼身哦，哈，就是顶礼十方的一切所谓的贤圣身，而且能够发愿一切众生都能够有因缘能够亲近供养这些贤圣身，而能够发菩提心，而且不退转。
Third one is to pay respect to all the sangha in the 10 directions. Not just that, also make vows that all other beings have the causes and conditions to pay respect to all the sanghas, be able to offer merits and offer all the good things to the sanghas.
这边谈到贤圣身，我们谈什么叫贤身，什么叫圣身。所谓的贤身就是持戒清净的出家众，比丘、比丘尼。那圣身当然就指开悟的阿罗汉啊，然后辟支佛啊，还有大圣乘地位以上的菩萨。这个我们称为圣身。
When we talk about Sangha, there are two types. One is we call the Sage Sangha. The other is Sainthood Sangha. The Sage Sangha is those monks and nuns that really cultivating pure practice. The Sainthood Sangha is those people who like the already attend Arhat or particular Buddhas. It is the Mahayana great Bodhisattvas. They are the sainthood sanghas.
所以理身的这个部分其实也有三个层次。第一个层次就是自己能够顶礼十方贤圣身，另外是一切众生有因缘能够亲近贤圣身，第三个是要发菩提心，而且自心不退。
So this also has three levels. One is your oneself make this great vow, pay respect to sanghas in the 10 directions. Also, the second one is also make vows that wishing that all the sentient beings will have this good causes and conditions, be able to pay respect to all the sanghas in the 10 directions. And the fourth one is also hoping that all the beings will not give up this Bodhi mind that they have made and arise in them.
另外比较特殊是要顶礼地藏菩萨摩诃萨。
The other one is a little is more special, which is to prostrate and pay respect to Earth's Tall Bodhisattva.
因为地藏菩萨发了大愿，所以顶礼地藏菩萨的时候，令他希望一切众生因为能够很快的灭除重罪，而且离诸障碍，而且要什么有什么，一切都很充足。
The reason we need to pay respect and prostrate to this great Bodhisattva, the Erstal Bodhisattva, it is because of his great vow. He had made a great vow that all sentient beings will speedily delivered from the heavy karmic obstructions, be able to away from the vexation and be able to self-sufficient and be able to have a happy and joyful life. That's why we need to also pay respect to this particular Bodhisattva.
所以这个地藏菩萨这第一个愿就礼敬十方佛法僧三宝，你可以看到它三个层次重点，最重要的就是所有的顶礼佛法僧，重点都不是为自己，重点是为了利益众生啊，重点都是为了利益众生，让众生能够得到利益。
So you can see this when we talk about this first part about what the practice that this particular Bodhisattva did was that pay respect to all the three jewels. The key point here is not for himself, it's for deliver other sentient beings.
好，我们刚刚谈到了这个，他的所有的顶礼佛法僧全部是十方，十方的佛法僧三宝，表示只是现在这个环境里面的佛法僧三宝。那我们可以比较一下，在上次我谈到普贤菩萨的时候，他是顶礼十方三世，十方三世就是有一点点差距，有点差别。
So when we talk about pay respect to three jewels in the ten directions, we talk about at this present moment, present time. In the past when we talk about the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's vows and practice, it talks about not just the ten directions in the past, also not the present time, also past and the future. So there's a little difference here.
所以可以看到地藏法门重点就是在我们现世这一生当中的我们所有的病痛，所有的重罪，希望能够透过这个法门来消除。
So you can see that this particular method is really geared to the people who are at the present time. So therefore, people right now should practice this method. Right away, you will gain that benefit that mentioned in the sutra.
好，接着我们看第二个愿。同样的，地藏菩萨也发了一个愿，叫做广修供养愿。
Also, the second vow that this particular Bodhisattva made is to make great offerings.
这个广修供养愿，当然它是供养佛法僧三宝咯，而且是所有的一切地方有佛法僧三宝的地方，它都要去供养。
This great make great offerings includes make offerings to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, the three jewels. Also, it's any place, any corner, any place that has this three jewels, he'll make offerings to.
他用什么东西来供养？他就是用一切什么香花呀、璎珞啊、床幡啊、宝盖呀。还有一切一切的庄严的这些饰品，还有音乐啊、灯啊、火啊、食物啊、衣服啊、卧具啊、汤药等等一些东西，这就像是我们上次谈过在梁皇宝忏谈到有十供养一样，一切东西重点就是拿来广修供养，用一切东西来供养十方的一切佛法僧三宝。
What kind of things that he would use to make offerings to?To name a few, incense, flowers, food, jewels, medicine, any kinds of precious things that you can think of, he will use it to make offerings.
就是自己的供养，另外他也观想一切众生同样在做广修供养。
This is not only make offerings by himself,At the same time, he contemplating that while he is making offerings, all beings in these ten directions simultaneously also making offerings.
而且当下的时候呢，他是随喜功德。随喜功德就是很不容易的一个愿了，随喜功德。
Also at that that moment when he's making offerings, he also rejoices merits of others.
另外，假如说这些还没有供养的这些众生呢，他就是希望开导他，另外他能够开始修供养。
Also, for those people have not been able to make any offerings, he also make good wishes, wish them that will also start making offerings.
然后最后发一个愿，希望众生都这样子如法供养之后呢，众生都能够修六度波罗蜜。能够修事无量心，然后深知一切法之后能够毕竟圆满。
Also, when he was making these offerings, he also make vows. He vows that all beings be able to also practice the six paramitas and also four immeasurable methods. And by practicing all these methods and practice the six parameters, then they will be able to also make offerings to all Buddhas.
最后呢，他说最后一个要供养我地藏菩萨摩诃萨。
Last one, he also mentioned that you need to make offerings to me, the Earth Store Bodhisattva.
好，刚才谈到说这些供养以后都是。希望众生都能够成就六波罗蜜事无量心嘛，哦，这个六波罗蜜我们提出来谈一下下。
We mentioned earlier about the six parameters and four immeasurable mind. Let's talk about this six parameter.
我们知道说我们都可以成佛嘛，哦，从现在开始到成佛之间有三大阿僧祇劫，对吗？三，应该说是三祇百劫。
We talk about, you know, we're gonna eventually become a Buddha, right? And they were talking about the time is three asamkhaya and hundred kalpas.
那当然我们知道那个百劫是修相好，三十二大丈夫相，八十随行好。在这个三大阿僧祇劫，重点就是修六度波罗蜜。
Now, during this time, the point is we need to practice six parameters.
那六度波罗蜜大家应该知道吧，从布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧，对，这个就是我们成佛的资粮，要修六度波罗蜜。
Six parameters includes offerings, taking the precepts, 忍辱 is endurance, yeah, patience, endurance, 持戒、忍辱、精进, diligent practice and meditation and
wisdom. Yes. 好，太好了。所以我们刚才已经讲了两个愿了哈，第一个就是礼十方的一切佛法僧三宝，然后广修供养。第三个我们要讲称颂佛的名号，称颂名号。
The third one you need to do, we need to do is to praise the name and praise and recite Buddha's names.
好，我给大家问大家一下，地藏菩萨要求多不多？到底要送多少地藏菩萨的佛号才够？你们告诉我，还有多少？十万遍，还有吗？啊，越多越好。好。
So when we talk about praise and recite the Buddha's name, how many times we should recite? Some people say 10,000 times, and some people said as many as possible.
地藏菩萨要求不多哎，好，我跟大家讲，他说呢，你只要念我的名字一千遍完毕之后呢，你要接着要发一个愿，讲说，地藏菩萨摩诃萨大慈大悲。唯愿护念我跟一切众生能够很快的消除障碍，增长诸性，令经所观能够相识相应，不多，只有一千遍就可以了。
Well, actually, in this particular, method, Bodhisattva did not really request too many times. He just said recite 1,000 times. One mind, one heartedly recite 1,000 times of my name, basically, Ama, Ersto Bodhisattva Mahasattva. And then after that, you will arise this mind of wishing all others also quickly being delivered from their vexed state and be able to have a happy life. A question was raised. Now, will you say it 1,000 times? Is it each time? Or 1,000 times of my lifetime? The answer is, each time when you practice this method, is the important part is, after you recite 1,000 times of this Bodhisattva's name, then you have to make a vow. You vow that of this merit I accumulated, not only myself, also all others, be quickly, you know, be away from their karmic obstructions, and their pure faith will increase. This is the most important part, is the after the recitation, then this phrase you need to also mention, you need to also recite.
我要问一个问题，地藏菩萨讲这样子，诵一千遍，然后发一个这样的愿，就可以消除障碍，你相不相信？相信的请举手。
I want to ask you this question. Ersto Bodhisattva told us, if you recite and my name 1,000 times, after that you make this great vow, vow that not just you yourself, also others could quickly be delivered from these, you know, comics, away from this vexed state and increase your pure faith. Can you please raise your hand? You really believe this? Raise your hand.
OK, 好，谢谢。
Thank you.
假如你对地藏法门没有信心，那就是表示有业障喽。那有业障的时候，我们就要用下面那个方法，叫忏悔业障的方法喽。
Now, if you don't have the faith, that means you are vexed by something, and by that the fact that you have no faith itself tells you that you need to practice this method.
OK, 好，因为地藏菩萨有发了下面讲说，他说其实我们业不重不生说佛，不是吗？其实我们业都很重的，是，他说业障多又障重的时候呢，其实没有办法修禅定的，我们很多人都菩萨都想修禅定，业障不消，禅定修修修修到一个法门的时候会卡在了，会有障碍的，所以还那时候就要应该有忏悔的法门了。
Actually, when we talk about karmic obstructions, actually, if someone who really vexed by this heavy karmic obstructions, it's very hard for them to practice meditation or reaching to a certain samadhi state or has a good outcome because this karmic obstruction instructs you to move forward. So when you feel that, when you really reach to that situation that you feel you are not really, your practice is not getting anywhere, this is the time, pick up this method of Ersto Bodhisattva and start to really practice. This will help you to sever some this karmic obstruction and help you to practice a meditation. Please.
Just in terms of your attitude of reciting, before you started, I'm sure you're not supposed to do it with the idea of trying to get something for yourself. And after you've done it, I mean, you don't have this feeling that I've done this wonderful thing and I should really be very proud of myself. So what is the actual attitude that you have in doing this practice?
他说这个修行这个法门 这个正确的这个态度到底是什么？因为我们在修行这个法门之前呢，我们这个态度不应该是就是为了要利益自己， 然后为了要解脱自己的一些罪障，所以我们才修这个我们才修这个法门。最主要是我们修这个法门必须要利益众生，所以到底是在修行这个法门上的正确态度是什么？
其实哈，我要跟大家讲，我们都是佛教徒嘛，对吗？学佛为了什么？不是为了自己成佛，哎，要利益众生。一开始都是一定是这个念头，叫为利有情愿成佛。今天所有的方法让我们去成佛，都是为了我们叫还度娑婆，广度有情众生嘛，要利益一切众生，一直都是这个态度的。
Actually, we all are Buddhists here. We study Buddhism. The attitude is only to benefit sentient beings. It's always this. It's always whatever you practice. This is always the purpose. This is always the right attitude.We practice is to benefit other sentient beings.
Earlier, you spoke about good and bad karmic instructions. Could you explain what a good karmic instruction is? How that works?
这个沾茶善恶业报经里面那个善业啊，
恶业是，
他想要听到这个善业是什么。
好，等一下我们会说，重点就是我们所谓的十善业、十恶业。
We will talk about it later. It's there are 10 virtuous deeds and the 10 evil deeds. Yeah.
The virtuous things are considered obstruction.
他说善业也是一种障吗？
他为什么问这样？
因为他那个沾茶善恶业报经。
基本上会障碍我们都是恶业嘛，对吗？善业会帮我们增长，而且会有些助缘，基本上都是些恶业啊。
Actually, is the name of the translation? Is the translation not yeah, yeah, not like virtues is the obstruction? Yeah. yeah. 因为那个翻译
是 I'm sorry, oh, sorry about that. Okay, okay, okay. 好，所以，哎呀，我要鼓励他们学中文，对吧？
We encourage you to study Chinese.
OK, 好，那我们来看呢，哈，在佛经里面讲说，他说，假如说我们觉得有业障，重点是业障重的时候，你常常会造恶，而且不自主的造恶。造恶之后呢，要是你不忏悔的话，在修禅定上面会有障碍，所以没有办法所谓的克取起正。我们都希望禅修的时候克取起正嘛，赶快能够开悟啊。可是障碍多的时候是没有办法克取起正的，所以这个时候呢，必须要透过拜忏来忏悔业障。
Well, when we are vexed by our obstructions, karmic obstructions, we because of that, without knowing it, we make more, we commit more bad karmas. So therefore, it is really important to practice a method so that we could.Deal with these karmic obstructions. And with these kind of karmic obstructions, when you practice Chan, it's really hard to achieve this so-called instantaneous enlightenment. So this because of these karmic obstructions struck us to reach to that point. So it's so important for us to recognize our karmic obstructions is heavy, and to recognize we need to use other supporting methods to help us deal with this kind of karmic obstructions.
好，那下面我讲它的方法。第一个就是你要找到一个清净的地方，然后呢安置佛像，还有经典，然后呢当然可以就像我们刚刚讲供养嘛，你可以供养花啊、香啊、食物啊等等等，供养之后呢当然要我们这个色身要清净，要清净身色身。然后呢重点就是在白天的时候日三时，在印度我们称为昼夜六时，总共重点是白天这个三时要称地藏菩萨的名号，另外是礼敬过去七佛还有五十三佛。
So let's talk about the method what you should do, right?To practice. Now, to practice this, to repent, you know, do the repentance method, you need to have a place, quiet place, and then you have really clean this place and have an altar and offering incense, flowers, and then also you need to clean yourself. You know, you don't want this environment to be really smelly, you know, dirty and cluttered. You know, it's just some place really clean, neat. And then at three times, this ascension is at all times.
它是十二小时，白天的十二小时。
So within 12 hours during the daytime, you recite this Bodhisattva's name, and also wholeheartedly respect the seven Buddhas of the past and the 53 Buddhas.
过去七佛，我不晓得菩萨们知不知道哈，就是在我们最近成就是释迦牟尼佛，释迦牟尼佛包括释迦牟尼佛之前的七尊佛，就是毗婆尸佛、尸气佛、毗舍罗佛、居留孙佛、居那含摩尼佛、迦瑟佛、释迦牟尼佛，这七尊佛的佛名。
I don't know if all of you know the seven past Buddhas, who they are. Of course, the most recent one is Shakyamuni Buddha, and then is the Vāpāsīyin Buddha, and Sikkhin Buddha, Visavabuddha, and Krakuchanda. I'm sorry about my pronunciation, probably really bad. Kanakamuni Buddha and Satsiyapa Buddha. These are the seven past Buddhas.
就是过去，就是最靠近现在过去的七尊佛的佛名。
So is the closest of this to this present times the past seven Buddhas. You know, Shakyamuni Buddha and the Buddha before him. These are the sevens.
另外所谓的五十三佛，我想大家拜过。礼佛大忏悔文有八十八佛嘛，吼，就是前面那五十三尊佛，就是从一切法常，就是从普光佛到一切法常满王佛，五十三佛。
And there are also 53 Buddhas in a special kind of repentance ceremony in that liturgy. Inside has mentioned a thousand Buddhas' name, and these 53 Buddhas are one of mentioned in those thousands. Eighty-eight Buddha. I'm sorry. There is a special repentance ceremony rituals. It's prostrating 88 Buddhas, and this 53 Buddhas are included in this 88 Buddhas.
所以意思就是说，在这个咒三十，就是十二个小时之内呢，你可以称佛名，然后礼敬过去七佛、五十三佛，然后呢，其实你这些佛，你可以礼有佛像嘛，哈，佛像也可以啊，各种造像都可以，包括啊佛塔呀都可以。另外呢，接着就是礼十方的一切佛，然后接着礼十方的一切法，礼十方的一切僧，就是我们前面讲顶礼十方的一切佛法僧三宝。
So.Then after you prostrate this seven past Buddhas, 53 Buddhas, and then you also could prostrate to the image of the Buddhas or the other type of symbols of the Buddhas. You could also pay respect to them. This is also just the method.That you use for this kind of particular repentance practice.
然后接着要礼法、礼僧、顶礼佛法僧三宝。
And then you have to prostrate the three jewels, including Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
我们刚刚还谈到谁还没去顶礼，地藏菩萨，对不对？接着就是接着我们要顶礼地藏菩萨。然后顶礼地藏菩萨之后呢，要说一段话。等一下，我们来念念看。
And then you have to prostrate, pay respect to the Austral Bodhisattva. And then when you do that, there are certain words you need to recite.
他怎么说？他说：“唯愿十方的诸大慈尊正知护念。”他说：“我今天我今忏悔， 不复更造，愿我跟一切众生 都能够很快的灭除无量劫来的十二业、四重罪、忤逆、颠倒、谤毁、毁谤的三宝，甚至是一禅体的罪，所有罪业都能够当下消除。
So first thing you say is that with the Buddhas, all the Buddha that I pay respect and prostrate as the witness for me to, from now on, I will not make another, make the same bad deeds, and also I will be able to sever all these bad karmas in the past.
好，在这样的忏悔之后呢，接着要观想，观想所谓的罪性本空，听过吗？一切的心，罪性是本空，观想是其实上所有一切都是颠倒心、妄想心所起的。当下忏悔之后，这些罪障都能够，希望我跟众一切众生都能够达到所谓的心本空，而且所有的罪根都能够忏悔。
At the same time, while you're doing these kind of prostration, repentance, ceremony, pay respect, and make vows, you need to contemplate. What do you need to contemplate? You need to contemplate the fact the mere essence of the so-called karma is empty. And because of that, you are able to sever all these karmas.
好，这样的话呢，这个就是所谓忏悔的部分。真的，我们把过去的所有罪忏悔之后呢，接着我们下面就要所谓的劝请，劝请，劝请什么？劝请诸佛菩萨能够住世，而且能够转法轮。
After we made all these repentance, the next we need to do is to request that all Buddhas dwell in the world.
然后转法轮。
Also turning the Dharma wheel.
在我们忏悔业障之后，就要发愿了、哦。发愿之后，愿一切的十方的一切还没有成佛的菩萨呢，速速成佛。成佛之后呢，能够常住在世，而且转法轮，而且不入涅槃。
Also, we need to make vows. Vow that all sentient beings be able to at one be able to also attend Buddhahood.And be able to turn the Dharma wheel.
好，接着再下面一个法门叫做随喜功德的法门。前面我们刚刚听到嘛，我们刚刚已经知道说，就我们所有一切众生啊，他有因缘在做前面那几个修行法门的时候，我们要随喜功德。这个地方我们就要发愿说，我愿一切众生呢，要舍什么？舍嫉妒的心，嫉妒的心。
Next, what we need to also practice is the practice of rejoice of others, the merits of the others. And this particular method is to help us to deal with this kind of mind of jealousy.
另外呢，也发愿就是一切所有的功德。所有一切众生修了一切功德，所有一切成就，我们都能够随喜。第一个是要弃除嫉妒心，再来是一切功德就能够随喜。
Also, by practicing this, rejoice the merits of others, not only help us deal with this mind of jealousy, also we also, you know, rejoice all the merits when others have done, you know, good things and attain good things.So we also help us to practice the rejoice of the merits of others.
好，第八个部分就是要发愿跟回向。他是希望说发愿说，我刚刚所说一切愿能够回向，一切功德能够利益一切众生，同入佛智，而且智涅槃。
Next, we need to also cultivate is to cultivate of transfer merits.And to transfer marriage so that all other beings also be able to attain Buddhahood and cultivating, practicing Buddha Dharma.
好，所以我们回来看这个地藏菩萨的法门，第一个就是礼敬十方的佛法僧三宝。
So let's go back. The first one is to pay respect or three jewels of the ten directions.
第二个是广修供养。
The second is to make offerings.
第三个是称赞称颂地藏菩萨的佛名之后能够发愿。
Third one is praise and recite Buddha's name and also make vows.
好，再来就是忏悔业障。
And then is repent all karmic obstructions.
然后劝请佛住世，然后转法轮。
Next is request all the Buddhas dwell in the world and turn the Dharma wheel.
好，随喜功德。
Then next is rejoice merits of the others.
然后是发愿跟回向。
Then the next is make vows and transfer merits.
好，这个是我们特殊，我们在有这样的法门。那另外我们谈谈在日常生活当中，怎么样来修地藏法门。
Now next, let's talk about how do we cultivating this earth stall method in a Bodhisattva's practice method in the daily life.
就是刚刚 Pause 请问的问题嘛。
Also is what Bill mentioned, this 10 virtuous practice dharma.
很简单，就是修十善法。
So how do you cultivate this method in the daily life? Is to cultivate 10 virtues.
所以这个十善法就是一切众善的根本，它能够摄一切诸余善法。
These 10 virtues are the foundation of all virtues.
同样的，然后呢，就是不要造十恶，同样的，这十恶就是一切恶的根本。
So the other flip side is not to commit ten evils.
好，那这个实际上我想大家很了解，就是我们所谓的身口意三业嘛，哈，身三口四意三，对。
Ten virtue include all evolve in the body, speech, and mind.There are three parts, associated with the body, and then four with the speech, and the three with the mind.
所谓的身三就是不杀生、不偷盗、不邪淫。
The first three with the body is no killing, no stealing, no sexual misconduct.
那个口四的善业就是不妄言、不取语、不两舌、不恶口。
The four virtuous deeds that are associated with the speech is no lying, no divisive language, and no harsh language, and no idle chatting.
好，那意三大家知道吗？不贪、不嗔、不痴。
And the last three and associated with the mind is no greed, no hatred, and no ignorance or incorrect views.
你们很熟吗？你们很熟吗
？Are you all familiar with these ten virtues?
你们有在用吗？有在修行吗
？Are you practicing that accordingly？
哦，我看有人点头，来举举手，我看看。
Raise your hand. You really practice this?
Okay, it's good. It's good.
Very good.
是，其实不要小看这十三业哦。十三业好好的修，至少能够到天道，至少能够升天。
Don't minimize the importance of these ten virtues, deeds.That you need to practice. You know, if you practice well, at least you won't go to hell. You may go to heaven.
是的，对，很重要。所以
very important.
这个十三页经常就讲，我们都会背哈，我们会背，背是一回事啊，要用啊，要修行啊，要行哈。
One thing is that we remember them. We also how to recite them. The other is we actually utilize them and practice.
好，接着我们谈谈修行。修行这个东西啊，不是看你哦，我三十年了呵呵，或是说呢，不是光看时间的长短。
Now let's talk about practice. Practice, you know, it's not like saying, oh, I have been practiced 30 years. It has nothing to do with time, how long you practice.
我跟他讲一个故事哈，有个师父的弟子，他跟师父讲说，师父，我跟着你三十年了，我仍然不晓得什么叫修行。
One practitioner has been practiced with Sifu for a long time. One day he said to Sifu, you know, Sifu, I've been practiced with you for 30 years, but I still don't know what practice means.
你们有同样的问题吗?
Do you have the same question?
没有。哇，太棒了。
哇。No?
所以当下成佛了嘛，是不是？
Does that mean you already a Buddha now?
Yes.
他说对现代人工作那么忙，时间这么紧张，生活非常的忙碌紧张，这样怎么样能够把修行就是跟自己的生活联合在一起，这是一个挑战。
哇、wow, it's a very good question. Yeah. 你们有同样的问题吗？
It's a very good question. Do other people also have this question?
是吗？哈，对，当然第一个我们要听闻佛法。
First, you have to really listen to the Dharma.
好，听闻佛法。然后佛法是拿来闻思修正呢。
The Buddha, after you listen to the Dharma, you have to, you know, contemplating and then practicing and then be able to attend.
是。那你就是，比如说你在像我们今天在讲这个《地藏菩萨的经》里面谈到说，哇，比如说今天你遇到一个事情，比如说今天客户来了跟你 argue 的时候，你发现自己情绪上来的时候。你要回来问到底发生什么事情呢，是谁不对，不要永远觉得是外面的不对，一定要回来问自己到底我发生什么事情了。
For example, when you are in the situation, right, at the workforce, and someone you was arguing with you, and then your emotions start to change at that point,At that moment, you start asking yourself, what actually happened right now? You ask yourself, what's going on? Not really saying, oh, they are doing something, this person is doing something to you. But right then, you need to ask yourself, what exactly happened now?
基本上我们会有情绪反应，是因为对方的说的一切动作跟语言不如我的意。
The reason we have emotional reaction when someone is, you know, talking to me in a certain way that we don't like, and their movement, their language, that is because we feel that those things that they presented in front of us, we don't like that.
因为坦白讲，就是我们心有期待，我们有个期待。
You know, to be honestly speaking, it is because we in our mind we are expecting something.
所以这个时候用什么方法？可以用禅修的方法啊，用禅修的方法。
What can we deal with this? We can use our method of Chan practice to deal with that.
像我们在禅修的时候，一般人会认为禅修就是打坐嘛，哈，打坐。但是禅修方法不是只有打坐哎。我们透过打坐的时候呢，我们一般的时候我们六根是对外层，六根六境嘛，齁，六根六识六层，对六对层跟境去产生反应。但是打坐的时候呢，基本上我们眼根切断了，耳根也切断了，鼻根大概没有什么作用，舌根也没什么作用，大概这个触尘啊，这个触尘大概穿着衣服这个触尘而已，重点这是意根。所以透过禅修的时候，我们可以把很多的根尘切断的时候，那个时候的方法就是这样，让你在对应自己的这些方法。
For example, when we practice meditation, we're not just sitting there. When we practice meditation, is we don't have that much interaction with our organs of eye, organs of ear.Nose, tongue, and body. You know, we don't have much of interaction with these five organs. You know, so this is sort of giving us an opportunity to really see what's going on in our mind.
所以禅修的方法呢，生活当中拿出来用的，以后就观察到说，我们先可以把一个事情分开，就是它是外境还是内还是里面，是依报还是正报。你发现所有的东西让你不舒服的是来自依报吗？还是来自于正报？先把这个内外先分出来。
So applying this meditation method in the daily living, when you encounter with situation, right away you have to be clearly understand there is this inner state and outer state. And when each situation occurred, what actually really is going on? Clearly know the inner state and outer state.
基本上外境是没有问题的，可能这个人讲话就是这个样子，他跟对任何人都是这个样子，只是你今天觉得不舒服的，他是没有问题的。重点是我们听到之后的当下，我们的色身，我们这个正报身产生一些反应的时候，其实问题来自于我们的这个色身。
So when situation arise, the outer state actually usually is not a problem. The people who talk to you the way they talk, that's them. That's the situation. It's not a problem. What is the problem is you react on the outer state. So it's the situation of you, this reacting, that part is the part you need to really look carefully.
像打坐的时候，我们都会腿痛嘛。不管谁打坐都会腿痛，不是只有初级刚学佛的人打坐会痛。师父讲说他打坐这么久腿还是会痛，可是他可以看到说这个是色身的痛，不是心的痛。这个时候你就可以把心跟色身分开，色身是外，心是内。
So use example of meditation, the leg pain. Everyone has leg pain.No matter how long you meditate, you know, even Sifu himself said he had been practicing meditation for so long, he still had leg pain. But the problem is not the leg pain, is how do you deal with it? Is you understand this leg pain is the physical body. You know, if you can able to separate this physical body and the mind, you understand what causes you this vexed state is the mind.Not this physical body.
所以禅修的方法，日常生活中随时拿出来用。你关照到你的情绪或是身体开始紧绷的时候，就发现要先问自己发生什么事情了，一定是自己色身的问题。先把外境跟心切开，这个时候你的心去看到外境的时候，那个外境其实它会变化，每一个因缘在变化，每一个时间在变化，其实因缘就在改变了，当下会改变的。你就看待的因缘在变化就好了，然后用适当的方法去处理，情绪不要加进去。
So applying this Chan meditation method to your daily living, when situation occurs, you immediately knows, you know, your mind and the outer the environment. You don't let your mind being vexed.By the environment, and you use a method to help you be able to really be able to really detect, you know, when your emotions arise. Actually, it's not the outer state is the one that's causing your trouble. It's actually the inner state. It's your mind being vexed by the outer state, and that is the part you need to cultivate further. Need to really investigate.Closely.
心是不会痛的。
Because your mind, the mind doesn't have the feeling of pain.
心是不会痛的。嘿，好，好，这样 OK 吗？好，我们再回来。其实应该这样讲，不容易啊。说是很简单哈，可是生活当中静太多了。可是要我们感恩静，有静才有办法修行哎。没有静的话，你永远都不晓得我们的佛法什么时候可以用的。所以我们感恩一切的境。
You know, we need to feel grateful or have this arise the gratitude to have all the events that happened. Without those events, we don't know how to apply our method of practice. So okay. We should be grateful. When anything happens, it's the opportunity for us to apply the method too.
另外就是我自己常常用的是要赞叹自己。同一个状况的时候，之前呢，你可能要十天，只要你变成九天半，就要告诉自己，我已经进步了。
Also, you need to pat to yourself or praise yourself. Hey, I used to really vex 10 days if this situation happened. Now I'm able to vex about 9 days. Hey, not bad. One day shorter.
对，所以用这样的方法就鼓励自己。其实修行到最后的时候，修行是非常有趣的，而且越修行越欢喜。
So you should really encourage yourself, saying, hey, I'm not doing a bad thing here, you know. And so if you have this kind of right attitude, it's really a very interesting and fun thing, you know, to practice, because there's so many things you happen and you know how to deal with it, and then you learn from it.
所以佛教徒啊，修到最后的时候要欢欢喜喜，假如你修了一个愁眉苦脸，那有问题啊。
So for Buddhists, the more they practice, the more they should be really happy, joyful, you know, really very happy people. If you see a Buddhist, then the more they practice, they become like depressed and sad, and you know, you're really angry. There's something wrong about that.
所以我回来讲说，修行不是看时间哈，就是看我们日常生活当中。第一个当然是我们跟过去所积聚的福报，你的根气，你的善根深不深厚。再来就是透过风当中听闻佛法之后来修行，修行之后呢，我们还要修福报呀，我们要修智慧呀，我们要修禅定呀，修持戒呀，等等等等，然后慢慢慢慢就发现学佛真的很好。
Now bring us back to this how to apply, you know, practice in daily living. It's basically you have to listen to the Dharma and be able to also practice what you learned and really practice in the method in this really, you know, also make vows. All these things apply to also the meditation, so that you can deal with whatever the event occurs. You have the right method to deal with them.
好，我们今天讲到这个地方哈、哦。我不晓得今天你们有收获吗？好，我想我们这样子，大家一起合掌来念：南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨。三遍就好了，好。好
We're gonna recite the three times the Namo
地藏菩
萨
摩
诃
萨。好， okay. 一起。南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，
南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨。
好，谢谢大家。
So this is just to pay homage to the Bodhisattva of Earth Store.